Another place you could buy gas. Now, they had a gas tank, gas pump at their store.
Yeah, my daddy always had a
All the little country stores had
gas tank at the store. Mm-hmm. Had a gas
I remember that. I bet it was the kind that had glass.
Had glass up there, that's right. This way.
Watch the gas go down. Yeah.
If you wanted, if somebody drove up there wanting 5 gallons of gas, he had to pump it till it reached 5 up there on that gauge, and then he stopped pumping and then let that much out in the car.
Different kinds of roads. You had dirt roads.
And mud. In the wintertime, that mud would get knee-deep.
Mm-hmm. Then from dirt, you went to...
Gravel.
From gravel to...
Blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we still got gravel and blacktop around here.
How about roads? Do you ever have... in fact, I think 51 probably was... how do they describe it? Concreted?
Now I remember 78 that comes from Dyesburg up through Union, up through Ridgely and Tipton Mill. That was concrete, and they I remember we lived over there right on the highway the 2 years we lived in Ridgely, and they poured that by sections,
mm-hmm.
concrete.
Mm-hmm. Have they blacktopped it over? I think stretching.
I believe.
I believe
it is.
It
may
still be concrete. I don't know what it is now.
And when you got stuck in the mud, how'd you get out?
Well, you you had to be pulled out.
Somebody the pair of mules pull you out.
And sometimes the mud is so deep the mules couldn't pull you out. You just had to sit there.
You ever,
and wait out.
Have to help the mules.
Push, uh-huh.
Get out.
And had to push.
Uh-huh. And these are... questions more for a man, I suppose, but let me ask. Do you remember having anything to put logs in to saw?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call
it? A rick.
Uh-huh. And how about the A-frame the carpenters would use to put two of them?
As a horse.
Uh-huh. You've been around a
lot. I've been around. Good man.
The horses. And... what about somebody, a carpenter, who might, you know, wade in and do a lot of work, whether he could do it or not? You say, well, that isn't too good, but he sure is a what?
Jackleg.
Jackleg carpenter.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear that applied to preachers or lawyers?
I think so. Uh huh.
What does that mean? I mean, how? How insulting.
Well, they just, well, I guess it is. It, I don't know whether you be insulted or.
It's kind of humorous.
Yeah, kind of humorous, I guess.
If it was made about a, if it's said about a preacher, what would that be?
Well, he's just not much of a preacher.
Mm-hmm. Sort of, I guess, jackleg preacher.
He's not trained.
Not
trained, that's right. Not trained.
Mm-hmm. And, did your father use a straight razor? And
yes.
How did he sharpen it?
On a home and a leather strap.
Uh-huh.
Leather strop, not a leather strap. It's a leather strop.
Uh-huh. And
I know a little bit more about that leather strop, too.
I see. For reasons other than... And how about the... how did he lather up?
With a brush and a bar soap and a mug.
And to sharpen knives in the kitchen, what would you use?
Wet rock.
Wet rock. And
or sometimes just a stone,
Well, with the what would you say, wet rock or wet stone?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
And how about something bigger for?
Emery.
Turn.
Uh-huh. Emery wheel.
Grindstone,
grind rock. That's it.
You happen to remember whether you said rock or stone?
Grindstone, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, grindstone is what the old ones were, yeah. They got emery weaver now.
But he wanted to know, was it grindstone or grind rock?
Well, this old fella that run this blacksmith shop, he called it grind rock.
Uh-huh, Grind Rock.
I believe that's what it was too, Grind Rock.
And the same probably for wet, wet rock.
They
bring the axes there for him to sharpen. He'd chop one at ground axe. I'd turn it for him.
Ah, I see. He'd supply the energy. And how about the whole thing with wheels, or with one wheel and handles?
Wheelbarrow. Wasn't a bar, it was a wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you put in revolvers, might say bullets or shells. Or...
Uh-huh.